Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 26th of May, recording at 3:07 p.m. British Summer Time. That's a very early recording for me. This has been a week of number of appointments and other obligations. I expect to be back to a more normal week, hopefully, next week. And of course, next week in the UK starts on Tuesday, as there's an August bank holiday on Monday, during which the office will be closed. So the next update, as I say, will be Tuesday the 30th. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook for the various different asset classes, but first a quick review. Well, it was straight down by stock markets, and now we're in the bounce phase in here, and this is continuing today, with good gains in Asia predictably following the rallies that we saw in Europe and the United States yesterday. And we are seeing some pretty good follow through in Europe in here today, and also the USA. The USA is the key market in here, in that it doesn't get the biggest percentage moves, but it costs a long shadow, or I should really put it another way. I go back to the leash effect, the Wall Street leash effect that I've mentioned so often in the past. Steady to rising Wall Street and the other markets can do quite well. Declining Wall Street and the others get reined in, and often with a higher beta factor, or high beta factor. Now, in terms of government bonds, it's been a week of mostly rallies in line with the stock market sell-off and a spillover of additional sentiment in there, as the downtrends that we'd had in bond futures have given way to some short-term ranging uptrends. However, when stock markets do start to rally, you see the bond gains paired back. And I think that will remain the relationship overall for quite some time. In terms of currencies, the dollar has, after its weak phase up until the stock market correction commenced, has been basically in a ranging pattern overall, and that continues in here today. And as far as the resources are concerned, they have predictably they predictably reacted with the stock markets, and then bounced for the most part as stock markets gained strength. Although it's noticeable in here today that the precious metal sector, after some early strength, is softer here as the U.S. dollar has rallied a bit further within its range here today, reversing some earlier declines. And that's pretty much it. Energies quietly steady, 71.25, 71.30 on the crude oil and NYMEX. Now, let's get back to the big theme here. In terms of the global stock markets, I do feel that we've had pretty good evidence that a medium-term correction is underway. And as I said last Tuesday, I felt that we were seeing the beginning, I should say, of what was likely to be the right-hand extension phase in response to the type 2 downward dynamic that we saw off the highs. In other words, stock markets, sorry about that technical jargon, stock markets fell very sharply. The corrections weren't always bigger than what we had seen previously, last October, for instance, but they occurred more quickly, and most of the declines were weaker. And there were some significant burst bubbles that burst earlier in the year, mainly in the Middle East, which gave forewarning of some of the trouble that lay ahead. But after that very sharp initial downward break, markets are recovering a bit of nerve and starting to rally. And naturally, with this rally, sentiment will gradually improve, and I think people will be emboldened and to say that was it. We've seen just another correction, slightly larger, although not that much, perhaps in percentage terms. And we will hear more forecasts that the overall upward trends are likely to be resumed relatively soon. I think that's unlikely. Anything's possible in markets, but I'm not going to hedge my bets in here. I don't think that will happen. I think we are very much in the medium-term correction that I had been expecting for 2Q and 3Q 2006. So I think we range around for a while. Depending on events, it could be just a few weeks, or it could be a few months. But I would be surprised to see many new highs among stock market indices. We may get a few, but I don't expect much. What I think we'll see for the on the upside, what I think we'll see for the best of what I think we'll see is sort of a retracement of anywhere from a third to two-thirds of the decline that we saw ranging activity, and then another downward leg for these global stock markets. Now, central bank policy will be, or comments will be, one of the factors here, one of the events that I referred to a moment ago. And for instance, if I'm too optimistic about the right-hand extension rally, and if markets were to head south again very quickly, I don't have much doubt that that would stay central banks' hands in terms of raising rates. And that would probably be lead to a more an earlier bottom. In other words, if we had panicky selling here relatively soon, once again, I think that would cause the correction, the medium-term correction, to be completed more quickly than I actually envisage right now, because central banks wouldn't be increasing rates. They would become concerned about growth prospects, and then we would get at least rumors of rate cuts and an expansion of monetary policy. Certainly, if markets took serious fright for whatever reason, then I would expect another injection of liquidity on the part of central banks. That would be good for markets in the short to medium term, but would probably lead to a somewhat less stronger rally beyond that. Now, what I think is the more likely script is to say we get the right-hand extension in here, and then we get markets coming down later on, perhaps staying central bankers' hands. But again, if I'm if there's a variation in this script, and if I'm too cautious, and say the people who are calling for new highs for stock markets, an extension of the overall bull run that we saw from March 2003. If they are correct, then I think we would enter a more dangerous situation for stock markets, because that would be accompanied by an increase in forecasts for GDP growth. And remember, growth is surprised on the upside overall. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're in this medium-term correction environment right now, because that again has led, as you know, to a higher, say that higher for those higher growth forecasts have led to higher forecasts regarding inflation, and that is certainly a powerful headwind for stock markets. So again, new highs, if we were to see new highs in stock markets, I don't think we will, but again, if we were, and I think that would, against the background of continued strong growth, I think that would also firm the commodity prices. Central banks would remain concerned about inflation, would raise interest rates more, and stock markets could get a delayed hit, which would almost certainly get a delayed hit, which would be quite sharp. But say my best guess at this stage is that we range for a while beneath the highs that we had seen earlier this month in most instances, and then eventually go somewhat lower. And I think that additional sell-off, again, I've described it as a medium-term correction rather than a bear market, although statistically, I don't doubt that a number of indices will qualify for as bear markets. I mean, look at the Saudi Arabian stock market, has fallen over 50% already, but that was a fairly obvious situation, being a serious bubble. I did not regard the Asian markets, the emerging markets, so on, as being serious bubbles, but they could, having done so extremely well on the upside, they could certainly see some fairly sharp corrections on the downside before this correction is completed and the upward or rallies recommence, and eventually taking the majority of stock market indices back up to new high ground in 2007 and 2008. That's what I continue to expect. In terms of sectors, I think the ones that I've liked over the last 3 years will be the ones that I will like the most over the next few years. In other words, emerging markets, Japan, South Korea. Among the emerging markets, I think the safest are in Asia. India, the top of my list, and that being having done so well previously and being high beta, could easily see one of the bigger corrections here overall before strength is resumed, but that remains an absolute core favorite. I very much like the resources-based emerging markets where we've got reasonably good government. In other words, not too authoritarian, not too socialist. So we need to keep an eye on political developments, for instance, in Central and South America, where there has been a decided tilt towards some sort of an authoritarian left-wing type of government. And I also, among the resources plays, like Australia and Canada, very much. But again, both had extremely good runs on the upside. They've lost form recently and are prone to this medium-term correction, just like all the other markets. Now, government bonds, again, I've said this over and over again, I think they're in a secular bear market, and the upside opportunities occur when the stock markets are weakening, and the weakening stock markets create the so-called flight to quality. I don't regard the government bonds as quality in terms of any buy and hold strategy, largely because inflationary pressures and the huge supply overhang in terms of long-dated government bonds. As veteran subscribers have heard me say on so many occasions, if bonds were such a great deal, in other words, if the central banks and treasuries that are issuing all these bonds, if they didn't feel that interest rates were going to go higher over the next 10 to 15 to 20 years, I'm talking about long-term rates, if they didn't feel that rates were going to rise over that long period, why on earth would they be issuing 30, 40, and 50-year long-dated government debt, as we've been seeing? I mean, they know a good deal and an anomaly in the market when they see it and have been taking advantage of that. I don't like this sector. I expect a secular bear market in global bonds, and it actually started a few months ago in terms of some evidence of top formation completion by bond prices, base formation completion by government bond yields. So really, all I can envisage to say are technical rallies when stock markets are under pressure. And I do feel that at the bottom of the stock market correction, or perhaps a few months thereafter, we should get another selling opportunity, sell short opportunity in the long-dated government bonds. But of course, we'll have the opportunity of viewing the charts at the time, and if the technical evidence supports what I've just said, well then I will be interested in reopening some short positions in long-dated government bonds. And it's a sector I'm not going to buy for counter-trend counter-trend rallies in here, such as we've been seeing recently. Now, in terms of currencies, I do feel that the dollar is on its way back to an eventual test and probably break of that support down in the US dollar index terms in the 80 to 78 region. Those are the historic lows established during the 1990s. I've never been of the dollar collapse school, but if largely because no country wants a strong currency in this environment. It's just that some want and need a weaker currency more than others, and I would put the US in that category. So if I'm understating the potential in these markets, it would be that the dollar will do actually worse than I expect overall. Right now, I'm really not looking beyond, as I say, a retest of those historic lows by the US dollar. But in the very short term, the dollar has firmed following that period of weakness. And I've described it in earlier broadcasts as the beginning of the stock market correction that has led to widespread reassessments, not only in stock markets, but in all other markets. And basically, it was sort of an all-change signal. Everything that was going down started to rally, or almost everything that was going down started to rally a bit. The dollar is certainly an example of that, and pretty well everything that was going up moved into a corrective phase, and some of those corrections have been quite sharp. Now, the factor that would most likely keep the dollar temporarily steady would be evidence of stronger US GDP growth and continued concerns over inflation on the part of the central bank, and that would take place against a background of a reasonably steady stock market. And fears of higher US short-term interest rates, as I say, would continue to cushion the US dollar's downside and could even lead to a little bit further technical rally. But my hunch is that we're just talking about a short-term rally in the dollar, and that this will give way to another good selling opportunity, if not in coming weeks and in coming months. And in terms of the actual resources markets, again, this is a major favorite sector of mine. We saw phenomenal gains on the upside among the industrial resources, and inevitably, we are seeing something of a shakeout in here right now. I think that the contagion effect from stock markets will be with us for quite some time. I mean, these won't always be coupled in that sense, but given that there was a lot of speculative and also investment demand in the commodities sector, just as there was in the equity sector, that as people reduce their exposure to some of their more speculative leveraged equity exposure, they also do the same in the resources markets. And therefore, I would expect this link to continue for a while longer. But taking a really long-term view, just look at the chart of the Dow Gold ratio. You'll see that in the library. And I do maintain that we will see gold over the longer term outperforming the Dow by a quite substantial margin overall. And I think we will see it'll take an attractive stock market, which is a high growth emerging market with good governance and perhaps a significant exporter of resources. It'll take that type of environment or background to outperform gold significantly on the upside. And I also expect gold to continue to show an overall upward trend against most currencies. Again, that upward trend has been so strong since last September that we could not discount the possibility of some sort of a medium-term correction in those trends as well. But basically, gold is being remonetized, continues to be remonetized in the eyes of investors, and therefore gold is back as hard money, and that's been the case for the last 5 years or so. In terms of oil, again, I maintain we've got a secular bull market here, and that the big move is going to be on the upside. I've never shared this view that we were going to see gold, beg your pardon, oil move back down to the $40 level or below. I think it would take a severe global recession for that to happen, and I just don't feel that that's on the cards. We have rather the opposite, actually. We've got a synchronized global economic recovery, and that had not happened for nearly a decade, and that really increases demand for all resources. Now, lastly, in some of the agricultural commodities, they have benefited from the correction. In many instances, they benefited from the corrections that have occurred in the industrial commodity sector. In other words, some of the speculative money has moved over to the agricultural commodities, where there are concerns over crop yields. And we've seen that recently in the United States, particularly with wheat. That can certainly put upward pressure on commodity prices. Then there's the whole ethanol story. And overall, most of these commodities are now in uptrends. Agricultural commodities are now in overall uptrends, or rather well supported by what look like quite large base formations. So here also, I think that the main potential is on the upside. They say they are not classic supply and elasticity meets rising demand themes because most of the crops, well, say production can be increased much, much more easily for most of the agricultural commodities than is the case for metals or crude oil. So they'll have a more cyclical performance overall, but again, synchronized global economic recovery, that means some rapid economic development in many of the previously slow growth economies. So a lot of these developing economies are now importing far more commodities, and that's a story that's going to run and run for decades. Well, I'm looking forward to my 3-day weekend because it's been an exciting but exhausting market environment in here, and I just wish you all the very best over the weekend as well.